This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. When Nancy Pelosi said that MS-13 gang members are not animals and that they are angels and saints, I knew we had another great example of liberals being unable to detect evil. Liberals can't see evil. And this is part of what makes a so-called bleeding heart liberal is you have to have unlimited, endless faith in every evil person where you're like, oh, those people, they might turn around. There's a spark of goodness in everyone. While they're raping you or stabbing you to death or sticking a fork in your neck, stealing your jewelry, raping your dog, whatever these gang members are doing, I don't know. They're insane. They are animals. But liberals can't see evil. Well, they choose not to, actually, technically. They choose not to see evil because they don't want to have a judgment on anyone. We can't be judgmental, which means they are not willing to discriminate against good and evil. I mean, think about that for a minute. Liberals aren't willing to discriminate between what's good and what's evil. And this is why they think felons should have the right to vote. They always want more votes from felons. Why? Because felons vote for liberals, which tells you a lot about liberals. They always want to have, you know, the craziest, most destructive members of society protected in sanctuary cities. Liberals in California and other states are like, we shouldn't have to follow the laws. We should protect these gang members and rapists and illegal aliens and criminals and murderers and robbers and muggers. And we just call it a sanctuary city. That's what they do. They call it a sanctuary city and they just say, we're just going to protect all these criminals and violent rapists and everything. That's liberalism. And that's Nancy Pelosi. No wonder she loves gang members. And, you know, this is why people are leaving liberalism like crazy. Even so many of my own readers, I remember like 4 years ago, if I would say anything against liberalism, I would get a bunch of hate mail. Today is not that way anymore at all. It's like people say, you know what? You're right. I've been watching this thing. These liberals are insane. And they're calling for, you know, transgender men to have access to women's restrooms and now trying to indoctrinate kindergartners with weird gay LGBT narratives on children. They're trying to have surgical sex changes on children. And so this is weird indoctrination everywhere. And then, you know, like the taxpayers of California get punished for being taxpayers. Like they have no rights at all, but the illegals get everything free. They come in, they get a free education, they get a free welfare, free, you know, housing subsidies. Everything's free for the illegals. Well, what about the taxpayers? So I keep hearing from more and more taxpayers are like, you know what? You're right. This is BS. This is, you know, and people in Illinois too, they're like, they're raising all our property taxes. New York, same deal. All these liberal states are becoming so punitive. And the tax-paying citizens there are just waking up now and realizing, you know what? These liberal policies are totally insane. They're punishing us for being hard workers. And they're rewarding the illegals for coming in and being rapists and being violent murderers. And they're rewarding the worst insanities in society. That's what liberalism is. It's about destroying America and ultimately about replacing it with communism and Marxism. To do that, you have to destroy the nation. You have to destroy the culture. You have to destroy the family. You have to make everybody totally insane. And everybody on the left, it seems, is headed in that direction. And some on the extreme left have already crossed the threshold into absolute mental illness, total insanity. But Nancy Pelosi loves gang members. And it got me thinking, what else do Democrats really defend? Because I know President Trump is opposed to gang members. President Trump is opposed to illegals who come into the country illegally and try to collect, you know, free entitlements. But liberals, it seems like these liberals, they love gang members and they love illegals. I got to thinking, what else do they love? And it turns out they love Kim Jong-un of North Korea. They love that guy. They want him to beat Trump because they don't want Trump to get any credit, you know, for halting North Korea's nuclear weapons program, which was threatening Seattle with nukes, by the way, which is a liberal city. But the liberals, I think they hope Kim Jong-un actually succeeds and launches nukes because that would make Trump look bad. It's almost like liberals wouldn't mind seeing Seattle nuked as long as Trump got the blame. You see what I mean? Liberals just, they're willing to destroy the country as long as Trump looks bad. That's liberals. They don't have any ethics. They don't care about America. They don't care about even fellow liberals. If they have to nuke a city like Seattle, then in their minds, so be it. That's how twisted they are. And so Nancy Pelosi confirms that Democrats are, you know, pro-gang members, pro-MS-13 gangs, and they're pro-Kim Jong-un. And they're pro-felony criminals, like people who have carried out rapes and murders and stabbings and home robberies and armed robberies, all these things. Democrats love them because Democrats can't see any evil in those people. They just don't. Everyone has a spark of goodness. There's a spark of goodness. What, underneath all the 75 tattoos on the face of this gang member, there's goodness under there? Because I don't know about you, but I'm almost 50. I've lived in this world for long enough to know something very simple and very powerful that Democrats never seem to grasp. You want to hear what that is? Here it is. Here is the wisdom that eludes the Democrats. Most people don't change. You could just even take the word most out of that and short it. People don't change. In most cases, people don't change. Someone is a violent murderer, rapist, whatever, they're going to be that way for life until you lock them up. Someone's a gang member today, they're going to be a gang member tomorrow. And liberals can easily be talked into believing some excuse, like they think when their family members are asking for grocery money all the time, and they're really, really thin, and they have dental problems, their teeth are falling out. They actually think their family members are asking for grocery money. Really, that's how stupid they are. Or maybe gullible is the right term for that, but they never see any evil in anybody around them, do they? They never hold anybody accountable. That's the other side of this, is that no one, under the liberal doctrine, no one is ever supposed to be held responsible for their actions. Well, of course, except Republicans and conservatives. They're considered to be evil by default. But no liberal person is ever supposed to be held accountable for their actions, and nothing is ever their fault. Right? You hear this time and time again. That's because they don't believe that people are responsible for their actions. They literally do not believe that. And this is why liberalism leads to collapsed societies and insanity and rampant crime and rampant drug use, a total collapse of morals and ethics. Every dark side of society comes out under liberalism. This is why liberal cities are collapsing. This is why liberal cities are festering with, you know, needles, heroin needles all over the place and human turd piles in the streets and on the sidewalks and homeless people everywhere shooting up drugs in the subway tunnels and everywhere else. Just it is the darkest part of human society festers where liberalism is in charge, because liberalism it breeds that kind of abuse of self and abuse of society. Liberalism it's all about destroying everything that is good. And you do that by taking away repercussions from people so that there are no repercussions for their actions. That's all part of the equation of how this works. So if Nancy Pelosi thinks gang members are awesome, then if you vote Democrat, you're voting for MS-13 gangbangers. If you vote Democrat, you're voting for drug users to be all over the streets of your city. If you vote Democrat, you're voting for open borders to let in all the criminals. You're also voting for the government to come confiscate your guns so you can't defend yourself. But of course, all the illegal gangbangers will have firearms because they don't follow the laws by definition. And so you are voting. You are voting to destroy your country if you vote Democrat. You are voting to have your society overrun by criminals and rapists and to have your self-defense rights completely taken away. You are voting for that if you vote Democrat. So if you support MS-13 gangs, just vote Democrat. And Nancy Pelosi will thank you with the part of her brain that isn't damaged yet. I'm not sure there is. I don't know if that part is still viable. Occasionally it seems to function when she's speaking. From time to time, she'll have a few words in sequence that actually make sense. But for the most part, she's just babbling, just random babbling, total nonsense. She's got advanced stage dementia. And she's still voting on laws for our country. Retire that woman. She needs to be out of there. She's a danger to our society. She's a danger to our liberties. And she's a danger to our collective sanity, frankly. But thanks for listening, though. There's a lot more coming, more commentary. You can listen at healthrangerreport.com. And of course, you can also go to counterthink.com for video blog coverage. Thank you for listening. And God, I hope we can turn this country around. We got to defeat the Democrats at every opportunity.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.